Hello everyone, welcome back to the Read Aloud of Wonder. I am on page 149 at the chapter titled, Why I Changed My Mind. Who else did Mr. Tushman call? I asked Mom later that night. Did he tell you? He mentioned Julian and Charlotte. Julian, I said. Ugh, why Julian? Used to be friends with Julian. Mom, that was like in kindergarten. Julian's the biggest phony there is. And he's trying so hard to be popular all the time. Well, said Mom, at least Julian agreed to help this kid out. Gotta give him credit for that. I didn't say anything because she was right. What about Charlotte, I asked. Is she doing it too? Yes, Mom said. Of course she is. Charlotte's such a goody-two-shoes, I answered. Boy, Jack, said Mom, you seem to have a problem with everybody these days. It's just, I started. Mom, you have no idea what this kid looks like. I can imagine. No, you can't. You've never seen him. I have. It might not even be who you're thinking it is. Trust me, it is. And I'm telling you, it's really, really bad. He's deformed, Mom. His eyes are like down here, I pointed to my cheeks. And he has no ears. And his mouth is like... Jamie had walked into the kitchen to get a juice box from the fridge. Ask Jamie, I said. Right, Jamie? Remember that kid we saw in the park after school last year? The kid named August, the one with the face? Oh, that kid? Said Jamie, his eyes opening wide. He gave me a nightmare. Remember, Mommy? That nightmare about zombies from last year? I thought that was from watching a scary movie, answered Mom. No, said Jamie. It was from seeing that kid. When I saw him, I was like, ah, and I ran away. Wait a minute, said Mom, getting serious. Did you do that in front of him? I couldn't help it, said Jamie, kind of whining. Of course you could help it, Mom scolded. Guys, I have to tell you, I'm really disappointed by what I'm hearing here. And she looked like how she sounded. I mean, honestly, he's just a little boy, just like you. Can you imagine how he felt to see you running away from him, Jamie, screaming? It wasn't a scream, argued Jamie. It was like, ah! He put his hands on his cheeks and started running around the kitchen. Come on, Jamie, said Mom angrily. I honestly thought both my boys were more sympathetic than that. What's sympathetic? Said Jamie, who was only going into the second grade. You know exactly what I mean by sympathetic, Jamie, said Mom. It's just he's so ugly, Mommy, said Jamie. Hey, Mom yelled. I don't like that word, Jamie. Just get your juice box. I want to talk to Jack alone for a second. Look, Jack, said Mom as soon as he left, and I knew she was about to give me a whole speech. Okay, I'll do it, I said, which completely shocked her. You will? Yes, so I can call Mr. Tushman. Yes, Mom, yes, I said yes. Mom smiled. I knew you'd rise to the occasion, kiddo. Good for you. I'm proud of you, Jackie. She messed up my hair. So here's why I changed my mind. It wasn't so I wouldn't have to hear Mom give me a whole lecture. And it wasn't to protect August from Julian, who I knew would be a jerk about the whole thing. It was because when I heard Jamie talking about how he had run away from August going, ah! I suddenly felt really bad. The thing is, there are always going to be kids like Julian who are jerks. But if a little kid like Jamie, who's usually a nice enough kid, can be that mean, then a kid like August doesn't stand a chance in middle school. Four things. First of all, you do get used to his face. The first couple of times I was like, whoa, I'm never going to get used to this. And then, after about a week, I was like, huh, that's not so bad. Second of all, he's actually a really cool dude. I mean, he's pretty funny. Like, the teacher will say something, and August will whisper something funny to me that no one else hears and totally make me crack up. He's also just, overall, a nice kid. Like, he's easy to hang out with and talk to and stuff. Third of all, he's really smart. I thought he'd be behind everyone because he hadn't gone to school before. But in most things, he's way ahead of me. I mean, maybe not as smart as Charlotte or Ximena, but he's up there. And unlike Charlotte or Ximena, he lets me cheat off him when I really need to. though I've only needed to a couple times. He also lets me copy his homework once, though we both got in trouble for it after class. The two of you got the exact same answers wrong on yesterday's homework, Miss Rubin said, looking at both of us like she was waiting for an explanation. I didn't know what to say because the explanation would have been, oh, that's because I copied August's homework. But August lied to protect me. He was like, oh, that's because we did our homework together last night, which wasn't true at all. Well, doing your homework together is a good thing, Miss Rubin answered, but you're supposed to still do it separately, okay? You could work side by side if you want, but you can't actually do your homework together, okay? Got it? After we left the classroom, I said, dude, thanks for doing that. And he was like, no problem. That was cool. Fourthly, now that I've known him, I would say I actually do want to be friends with August. At first, I admit it. I was only friendly to him because Mr. Tushman had asked me to be especially nice and all that. But now, I would choose to hang out with him. He laughs at all my jokes, and I kind of feel like I can tell August anything. Like he's a good friend. Like if all the guys in the fifth grade were lined up against the wall, and I got to choose anyone I wanted to hang out with, I would choose August. Ex-friends. Bleeding scream? What the heck? Summer Dawson has always been a bit out there, but this was too much. All I did was ask her why August was acting like he was mad at me or something. I figured she would know. And all she said was bleeding scream? I don't even know what that means. It's so weird because one day me and August were friends, and the next day, whoosh, he was hardly talking to me. And I haven't the slightest idea why. When I said to him, hey, August, you mad at me or something? He shrugged and walked away. So I would take that as a definite yes. And since I know for a fact that I didn't do anything to him to be mad about, I figured Summer could tell me what's up. But all I got from her was bleeding scream. Yeah, big help. Thanks, Summer. You know, I've got plenty of other friends in school, so if August wants to officially be my ex-friend, then fine. That's okay by me. See if I care. I've started ignoring him like he's ignoring me in school now. This is actually kind of hard since we sit next to each other in practically every class. Other kids have noticed and have started asking me if August and I have had a fight. Nobody asks August what's going on. Hardly anyone ever talks to him anyway. I mean, the only person he hangs out with other than me is Summer. Sometimes he hangs out with Reed Kingsley a bit, and the two Maxes got him playing Dungeons and Dragons a couple times at recess. Charlotte, for all her goody-two-shoeing, doesn't even do more than nod hello when she's passing him in the hallway. And I don't know if everyone's still playing the plague behind his back, because no one ever really told me about it directly. But my point is that it's not like he has a whole lot of other friends he could be hanging out with instead of me. If he wants to diss me, he's the one who loses, not me. So this is how things are between us now. We only talk to each other about school stuff if we absolutely have to. Like I'll say, what did Ruben say the homework was? And he'll answer. Or he'll be like, can I use your pencil sharpener? And I'll get my sharpener out of my pencil case for him. But as soon as the bell rings, we go our separate ways. Why this is good is because I get to hang out with a lot more kids now. Before, I was just hanging out with August all the time. Kids weren't hanging out with me because they'd have to hang out with him, or they would keep things from me, like the whole thing about the plague. I think I was the only one who wasn't in on it, except for Summer and maybe the D&D crowd. And the truth is, though nobody's that obvious about it, nobody wants to hang out with him. Everyone's way too hung up on being in the popular group. And he's just as far from the popular group as you can get. But now I can hang out with anyone I want. If I wanted to be in the popular group, I could totally be in the popular group. Why this is bad is because, well, A, I don't actually enjoy hanging out with the popular group that much. And B, I actually liked hanging out with August. So this is kind of messed up. And it's all August's fault. Snow. The first snow of the winter hit right before Thanksgiving break. School was closed, so we got an extra day of vacation. I was glad about that because I was so bummed about this whole August thing, and I just wanted some time to chill without having to see him every day. Also, waking up to a snow day is just about my favorite thing in the world. I love that feeling when you first open your eyes in the morning and you don't even know why everything seems different than usual. Then it hits you. Everything is quiet. No cars honking, no buses going down the street. Then you run over to the window and outside everything is covered in white. The sidewalks, the trees, the cars on the street, your window panes. And when that happens on a school day and you find out your school is closed, well, I don't care how old I get, I'm always going to think that's the best feeling in the world. And I'm never going to be one of those grown-ups that use an umbrella when it's snowing, ever. Dad's school was closed too, so he took me and Jamie sledding down Skeleton Hill in the park. They say a little kid broke his neck while sledding down that hill a few years ago, but I don't know if this is actually true or just one of those legends. On the way home, I spotted this banged-up wooden sled kind of propped up against the old Indian Rock Monument. Dad said to leave it. It was just garbage, but something told me it would make the greatest sled ever. So Dad let me drag it home, and I spent the rest of the day fixing it up. I super glued the broken slats together and wrapped some heavy-duty white duct tape around them for extra strength. Then I spray-painted the whole thing white with the paint I had gotten from the alabaster sphinx I was making for the Egyptian Museum project. When it was all dry, I painted lightning in gold letters on the middle piece of wood, and I made a little lightning bolt symbol above the letters. It looked pretty professional, I have to say. Dad was like, "Wow, Jackie, you were right about the sled." The next day, we went back to Skeleton Hill with lightning. It was the fastest thing I've ever ridden. So much faster than the plastic sleds we'd been using. And because it had gotten warmer outside, the snow had become crunchier and wetter, good for packing snow. Me and Jamie took turns on lightning all afternoon. We were in the park until our fingers were frozen and our lips had turned a little blue. Dad practically had to drag us home. By the end of the weekend, the snow had started turning grayish and yellow, and then a thunderstorm turned most of the snow to slush. When we got back to school on Monday, there was no snow left. It was raining and yucky the first day back from vacation. A slushy day. That's how I was feeling inside, too. I nodded hey to August the first time I saw him. We were in front of the lockers. He nodded hey back. I wanted to tell him about lightning, but I didn't. Fortune favors the bold. Mr. Brown's December precept was, "Fortune favors the bold." We were all supposed to write a paragraph about some time in our lives when we did something very brave and how, because of it, something good happened to us. I thought about this a lot, to be truthful. I have to say that I think the bravest thing I ever did was become friends with August, but I couldn't write about that, of course. I was afraid we'd have to read these out loud, or Mr. Brown would put them up on the bulletin board like he sometimes does. So instead, I wrote this lame thing about how I used to be afraid of the ocean when I was little. It was dumb, but I couldn't think of anything else. I wonder what August wrote about. He probably had lots of things to choose from. Private school. My parents are not rich. I say this because people sometimes think that everyone that goes to private school is rich, but that isn't true with us. Dad's a teacher and Mom's a social worker, which means they don't have those kinds of jobs where people make gazillions of dollars. We used to have a car, but we sold it when Jamie started kindergarten at Beecher Prep. We don't live in a big townhouse or in one of those doorman buildings along the park. We live on the top floor of a 5-story walk-up we rent from an old lady named Donna Petra, all the way on the other side of Broadway. That's code for the section of North River Heights where people don't want to park their cars. Me and Jamie share a room. I overhear my parents talk about things like, "Can we do without an air conditioner for one more year?" or, Maybe I can work two jobs this summer. So today at recess, I was hanging out with Julian and Henry and Miles. Julian, who everyone knows is rich, was like, I hate that I have to go to Paris this Christmas. It's so boring. Dude, but it's like Paris, I said like an idiot. Believe me, it's so boring, he said. My grandmother lives in this house in the middle of nowhere. It's like an hour away from Paris in this tiny, tiny, tiny village. I swear to God, nothing happens there. I mean, it's like, oh wow, there's another fly on the wall. Look, there's a new dog sleeping on the sidewalk. Yippee. I laughed. Sometimes Julian could be very funny. Though my parents are talking about throwing a big party this year instead of going to Paris. I hope so. What are you doing over break? Said Julian. Just hanging out, I said. You're so lucky, he said. I hope it snows again, I answered. I got this new sled that is so amazing. I was about to tell them about lightning, but Miles started talking first. I got a new sled too, he said. My dad got it from Hammacher Schlemmer. It's so state-of-the-art. How could a sled be state-of-the-art? Said Julian. It was like $800 or something. Whoa. We should all go sledding and have a race down Skeleton Hill, I said. That hill is so lame, answered Julian. Are you kidding, I said. Some kid broke his neck there. That's why it's called Skeleton Hill. Julian narrowed his eyes and looked at me like I was the biggest moron in the world. It's called Skeleton Hill because it was an ancient Indian burial ground, duh, he said. Anyway, it should be called Garbage Hill now. It's so junky. Last time I was there, it was so gross, like with soda cans and broken bottles and stuff. He shook his head. I left my old sled there, said Miles. It was the crappiest piece of junk, and someone took it, too. Maybe a hobo wanted to go sledding, laughed Julian. Where did you leave it? I said. By the big rock at the bottom of the hill, and I went back the next day, and it was gone. I couldn't believe somebody actually took it. Here's what we can do, said Julian. Next time it snows, my dad could drive us all up to his golf course in Westchester that makes Skeleton Hill look like nothing. Hey, Jack, where are you going? I had started to walk away. I've got to get a book out of my locker, I lied. I just wanted to get away from them fast. I didn't want anyone to know that I was the hobo who had taken the sled. Science. I'm not the greatest student in the world. I know some kids actually like school, but I honestly can't say I do. I like some parts of school, like PE and computer class and lunch and recess, but all in all, I'd be fine without school. And the thing I hate the most about school is all the homework we get. It's not enough that we have to sit through class after class and try to stay awake while they fill our heads with all this stuff we'll probably never need to know, like how to figure out the surface area of a cube or what the difference is between kinetic and potential energy. I'm like, who cares? I've never even heard my parents say the word kinetic in my entire life. I hate science the most out of all my classes. We get so much work, it's not even funny. And the teacher, Miss Rubin, is so strict about everything, even the way we write our headings on the top of our papers. I once got 2 points off a homework assignment because I didn't put the date on the top. Crazy stuff. When me and August were still friends, I was doing okay in science because August sat next to me and always let me copy his notes. August has the neatest handwriting of anybody I've ever seen who's a boy. Even his script is neat, up and down perfectly with really small, round, loopy letters. But now that we're ex-friends, it's bad because I can't ask him to let me copy his notes anymore. So I was kind of scrabbling today, trying to take notes about what Miss Rubin was saying. My handwriting is awful. When all of a sudden she started talking about a fifth grade science project, how we all had to choose a science project to work on. While she was saying this, I was thinking, we just finished the Egypt project. Now we have to start a whole new thing? And then in my head, I was going, oh no, like that kid in Home Alone with his mouth hanging open and his hands on his face. That was the face I was making on the inside. And then I thought of those pictures of melting ghost faces I've seen somewhere where the mouths are open wide and they're screaming. And then all of a sudden this picture flew into my mind, this memory, and I knew what Summer had meant by bleeding scream. It's so weird how it all just came to me in this flash. Someone in homeroom had dressed up as Bleeding Scream costume on Halloween. I remember seeing him a few desks away from me, and then I remembered not seeing him again. Oh man, it was August. All of this hit me in science class while the teacher was talking. Oh man, I'd been talking to Julian about August. Now I understood. I was so mean. I don't even know why. I'm not even sure what I said, but it was bad. It was only a minute or two. It's just that I knew Julian and everybody thought I was so weird for hanging out with August all the time, and I felt stupid. And I don't know why I said that stuff. I was just going along. I was stupid. I am stupid. Oh, God. He was supposed to come as Boba Fett. I would never have said that stuff in front of Boba Fett. But that was him, that bleeding scream sitting at the desk looking over at us. The long white mask with the fake squirting blood, the mouth open wide like the ghoul was crying. That was him. I felt like I was going to puke. Partners. I didn't hear a word of what Miss Rubin was saying after that. Blah, 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 science fair project. Blah, 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 partners. Blah, blah. It was like the way grown-ups talk in Charlie Brown movies. Like someone talking underwater. Mwah, 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 mwah. Then all of a sudden, Miss Rubin started pointing to kids around the class. Reed and Tristan. Maya and Max. Charlotte and Ximena. August and Jack. She pointed us when she said this. Miles and Amos. Julian and Henry. Savannah and... I didn't hear the rest. Huh? I said. The bell rang. So don't forget to get together with your partners to choose a project from the list, guys, said Miss Rubin as everybody started talking, taking off. I looked up at August, but he had already put on his backpack and was practically out the door. I must have had a stupid look on my face because Julian came over and said, "Looks like you and your best bud are partners." He was smirking when he said this. I hated him so much right then. Hello, Earth to Jack Will, he said when I didn't answer him. Shut up, Julian. I was putting my loose leaf binder away in my backpack and just wanted him away from me. You must be so bummed you got stuck with him, he said. You should tell Miss Rubin you want to switch partners. I bet she'd let you. No, she wouldn't, I said. Ask her. No, I don't want to. Miss Rubin, Julian said, turning around and raising his hand at the same time. Miss Rubin was erasing the chalkboard at the front of the room. She turned when she heard her name. No, Julian, I whisper screamed. What is it, boys? She said impatiently. Could we switch partners if we wanted to? Said Julian, looking very innocent. Me and Jack had this science fair project idea we wanted to work on together. Well, I guess we could arrange that, she started to say. No, it's okay, Miss Rubin, I said quickly, heading out the door. Bye. Julian ran after me. Why'd you do that? He said, catching up to me at the stairs. We could have been partners. You don't have to be friends with that freak if you don't want to, you know. And that's when I punched him right in the mouth. And that's where I need to stop today. When I pick up, we will be on page 166 at the chapter titled Detention. Have a great day, everyone.